This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. How is everyone? You don't look so excited. What is going on? Tired? You had a long day? It's not too hot, is it? Or it's too hot for California? Okay, that's how it is. Right, I just have to share with you the temperature where I normally live in June. Then you will have to. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you start counting the blessings of Allah, count your blessings. I was listening to a podcast yesterday. It was actually one of the most famous ones for opera. You need to listen to everybody, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, because you learn from everyone. So she was saying about how to be, she said, the best thing. SubhanAllah, I was like, I really prayed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide her, because what she was saying is an Islamic concept. She said, if you want to live in peace and you want to live happy, you do one thing every single morning when you wake up and every night before you go to bed. You say thank you, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And you start counting three things that you have. And she said, I'm not talking religion, right? This is us, a shukr, the whole concept. And then she said it, said, of course, people tell her, well, of course, because you have everything in this life. And what was the answer? This is the thing that really hit me. She said, the reason I have everything in life, because I practice this. The reason I am where I am is because that's what I practice. What did Allah say? وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I'll give you more. So this is why I keep reminding myself and all of you, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, always you have a place. Let's take just where we are now, right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have a place we can talk. We lived this 2 years without it. Don't forget this ever. Don't take it granted. Allah can take it again. How many of you were planning to go to Hajj? Anybody in this room? What happened today? Did you hear about it? Nope. They are not allowing any Hajj from US, UK, and from Australia. SubhanAllah. But people start texting me and I said, Allah will reward you. Still, you didn't go, but Allah will reward you. That's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He was with the companions. And then he was looking at Medina. They were coming back from an expedition. And he said, there's people in Medina. They stayed in Medina. You did not get up, we did not get up on a valley. Come in the front. There is some chairs. And then if you go down, but they will got the same reward. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, they didn't even leave their homes. They didn't even leave their homes. He said, حَبَسَهُمُ الْعُذُرِ. There was an excuse. There was something out of their control. So though any one of you who was planning to go, or anybody who's listening to me, were planning to go to Hajj, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just didn't allow it, you know what? This is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He's Kareem. Why do I want to go to Hajj? Because I want Him to reward me. Well, guess what? He will still, subhanahu, reward you. So remember this. Count your blessings, as we say. But when we say it this way, we take it so granted. It's like, okay, count your blessing. But you really have to sit down and just think of it. And this one for us, like we have a place, I can come. I have the means to come. I met a lady yesterday, subhanAllah, and she was almost in tears. I was like, I'd love to attend. I just can't. I just don't have transportation. It's very hard for me to get, technical obstacles. Alhamdulillah, I don't have it. You got in your car and you came, right? Allah gave you the desire to come. Allah gave you the ability to sit, to listen. And when you are face-to-face, it's very different than when you are live. You all felt that. So don't forget this every time. And don't say, you know what, it's live stream, let me stay home. No, you missed it. You missed a lot of it. What did you miss when you don't come and you stay home when there isn't a possibility of you to come? Exactly. مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بِيُوتِ اللَّهِ. That absolutely applies to us. There is no group of people. Get together in the house of Allah. Where are we? House of Allah. For what? Right? يتدارسون كتاب الله. They study, learn the book of Allah, the knowledge of Allah, right? Four things happened. And these four things, if I have it in my life, I am the happiest woman in the world. And what do I need? نزلت عليهم السكينة. نزلت عليهم الملائكة. Angels surrounded them. غشيتهم الرحمة. The mercy, the loving mercy of Allah surround them. What do you want in life? I always ask myself. To live in peace. Right? You want to live in peace. You want to wake up in the morning and you have nothing to worry about. And if there is many things to worry about, you just don't worry about it. You know what? I always say this to the team in Jannah Institute when we get things doesn't go the right way. I was like, remember one thing. And they said, what? I said, remember when he was alayhi salatu wasalam in the trench, in the expedition of, when they were in the trench surrounded, right? And they were in the worst time. The worst time, they're completely surrounded. And he had so much insight, and he said, and he hit a rock, and he said, Futihat Kisra, we're gonna conquer Persia. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you, why he had this, we don't have it. Yes, he's a prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, but also because he's connected with Allah, and that's what we are gonna be talking about today. The point is the most important thing I want in my life, I wake up in the morning, and even if the whole world is around me crumbling, I say Alhamdulillah. And I think of the positives. And then I do it this way and see what he will give you. Sakina. So nazalat alayhum al-malaika. The angels surrounded them. Ghashiyatum al-rahma. They're engulfed by the loving mercy of Allah. Right? وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention your names, mine, with him. Who are we? Do we even, yani, you probably, but do I even, I'm worthy of Allah remembering me? How often I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So always feel it. If don't take things for granted. And this is one of our main problems as a human being. And he keeps banging us on the head to remember, and we still forget. And COVID is not even a year yet out of it, and here we are. So please remember this and always be grateful. Allah will give you more and more. I'm going to talk about something today, which is one of the hardest things in this world, in this deen. And I'm going to talk about ostentation, the title you probably, all of you have read it. But the most important thing I want to focus on today is the opposite. There is a concept in Arabic. They said, if you want to know something well, know the opposite of it. Meaning, you want to know what is the value of being healthy? Get sick. One day, just get a flu. And it's like, ah, Alhamdulillah. I used to get up, I have no headache, no problem. So always know the opposite. Let me ask you, so you all are awake, what is ostentation? You have no idea. I love that. That's why I'm doing it, right? What is ostentation? It's a very sophisticated word. Show off, exactly. Showing off. And they say it, to do, to be seen. To do, to be heard. This is any book you're going to see, that's how they tell you. What does that mean? To do, to be seen. What does that mean? Or to do, to be heard. It's very close to what we talked about last week. What is it? To do, to be seen. To be seen by whom? To be seen by whom? By people. For what? To impress them. And to get the praise. And what is the opposite? No, humbleness is the opposite of kibr. What is the opposite? I do it for? Alhamdulillah. I do it for Allah, and Allah, capital letter, only. O-N-L-Y, million numbers under it. So here you are. Why you are here? You ask yourself this question, right? So people say, mashallah, she comes to the class. It's not because you want to meet your friends. That's a different story. But you do things because the only reason is so people see you. So people see you doing it. And this always question comes in, what about if I am in the musalla and I'm praying and somebody comes next to me and suddenly I start improving my salah? Well, remind me to say that, to comment on this at the end. But ostentation is to do, to be seen, or to say, to be heard. It's one of the most common, least recognized obstacle to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why? Think of yourself. You have somebody in your life who's so dear to you. Could be your spouse, could be your children, could be a friend, could be your parent, right? And they treat you differently when they are in front of people and when they are alone. How do you feel? Betrayed. So who am I then? Right? They are two faces. Subhanallah. When I am with them and they are with people, they treat me so well and nice and try to please me. And when they are, when I am with them or her or he, I am a different human being. How do you feel? Hurt. That's ostentation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I do things, especially in the acts of worship, especially this is shirk, when I do acts of worship, so people will praise me. And I can start seeing your faces. It was like, oh no, this is huge. It is huge. It's one of the biggest problems because we don't feel it. Not everybody does it for that reason, but some of us does. And some of us start with a different intention and then it starts coming. What is the most famous hadith of this ummah? There is four hadiths in this, in Islam. And Imam Ahmad says, if you know nothing, but you know these four, you learn the deen. There's only four. That's the first one. Inna man a'malu bin niyat. Verily, actions are based on or rewarded based on intention. You know this famous hadith, right? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And everybody will be rewarded, judged according to the intention, to his or her intention. And then come the comment, or come the example. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Whomsoever migrated to Medina for the sake of Allah and his messenger, فَهِجْرَتُهُ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The reward, the reason, the value of what he did is for Allah and his Rasul. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا, for the dunya, for this world, including praise, أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٌ يَنْكِحُهَا, or to go and marry a woman, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Their reward is according to what they went for. And they say this hadith, and you see it in almost any book you study, you will see this is number one. And this is the first thing I need to learn. Everything I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you a practical thing. So when you came in today, when you entered that door, each one of us should have said to him, to herself, not loud, Ya Rabbi, I came for you. And I want to see this in my book. When I am in front of you and my book is opened on a Tuesday, June 7th, 6:30, I was in the Rahma Center and I came to learn for you. And he knows how truthful you are. Nobody knows why you are here except him and you. You can say whatever you want to say. I can say, I know. How do you know? أشققت عن قلبه, as Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام said, did you open his chest and saw why he is here? So al-ikhlas. Allah put this in the Quran repeatedly. And he actually, in one verse, which probably most of you know, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They were not ordered, but to worship Allah. And now he put that, مُخْلِصِينَ, sincerity, sincere. You don't put your hijab so people say, MashaAllah, she is. And you don't take it off because people will say, both are wrong. You don't pray because, and you do not pray because, it has to be only, say it so you learned it, so it becomes natural. It is only for him. How do I know I am doing it only for him? How do I know? What is the test? I can claim, I can say I'm here to teach you for Allah only. And you are here to learn for Allah only. We can claim. How do I know? He will test me. How he will test me?
Praise and criticism are the same. Praise and criticism are the same.
This is very important for all of you to learn. أن يتساوى عندك المدح والذم. That's what the scholars teaches us. It is the same. If I am doing it for Allah, look at this statement. If I am doing it for Allah, it is exactly the same whether I get praise or I get not, or the opposite, if I get blamed or I got not. Nothing changes in me. Easy or hard? Very hard. Let's be honest. It's very hard. Why? This is why the scholars, and I'm going to read for you, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, one of the hardest things on this nafs is being sincere. And they said, why? He said, because I get nothing out of it. As a human being, I get nothing out of it. If you do, what makes me feel good when I'm around people? When people are happy with me, when people praise me, right? When people give me special attention. Ikhlas, I don't want that. Sincerity, I don't want that. It's very difficult. So, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلَصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. He wants you and me only for him. Can any one of you give me an example as women? We practice this in this life. Nothing to do with Allah, with people around you. And you feel so hurt when this is not done to you. Can anyone think of it? And this is sincerity, not in action. But this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as women, how many of you are married in this room? Not that many. Alhamdulillah. How many of you have someone in their life, whether it could be a spouse, it could be a parents, could be siblings, could be friends who are so dear to you? Okay. Which is all of us. If you dig deep in your life, you will find that person, she or he, young or old, right? They have a special place in your heart. And that person keep telling you, you are the only one in my life. Nobody is equal. All this world on this one side, and you are on the other side. How do you feel? Great. Tell me, where is this person? Right? And then you find out that this is a talk. That's when it came to reality and action, it did not. How do you feel? How do you feel? Say it. Hurt. Disappointed. Right? Betrayed. Somebody may say this word. This is how we are. When I and you claim, Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Rabbi, you are the most important thing in my life. Ya Allah, I want nothing but to be pleased. You are pleased with me. And then when it comes to action, I want to please people. I want to show off to people more than I want to please him. You need to feel this. Because when this reality hits, I was like, ah, alhamdulillah, he's teaching me. But I need to start working. So, وَمَا أُمِرُوا. He doesn't want anything from me but to worship him. And worship is, don't think of salah or siyam or the external. I'm talking about the heart. I'm talking about the feelings. Everything I want in this life has to go, I said this last week to all of you, has to go through his lens. Goes through him. Is it pleasing him? Alhamdulillah. If it is not pleasing, I'm not doing it. So this is the first thing is al-ikhlas. Let me just, because there's a couple of things, I want to read it for you. مَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلَصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. One of the signs, you are and I am mukhlas. You act privately the same way you act in public. Exactly the same. You act in private when you are alone. Exactly the same way you act in public. And especially in the acts of worship. Especially when you say, I am a polite person, because that's what Allah loves. I don't say any words because that's what Allah words. And then let's see when you are in private. When you do things, nobody is seeing you but him. They say, istiwa'u al-zahir wal-batin. That it is the same. Ostentation, when you are outside, is better than the inside. The outside is better than the inside. And who knows that? Only him and you. That's why this, you can't judge people. Never, ever. Never, ever. And I've said it twice and I'll say it a third. Never, ever say, I know why she is here. You never know. She's the only one who knows. And only Allah will know. So both are equal. And they say, what is to be sincere? I'm just going to translate some of it. That they say, this is hard, but it's okay. Let's put A plus our goal. How about that? Right? We're still C, B, A. What do you think? Where are we? Come on. We have to have a degree. Right? Failure, okay. In the middle? C, sometimes. Sometimes. Maybe you are A. I can't say about me A. But maybe B, B plus, right? So they say, when you are with people, here we are, you don't see people, you see only Allah. Then you are sincere to him. Do you know what that means? No, you are looking at me as if I'm speaking French today. Like, what is she saying? Okay, let's make it easier. So here I am, I'm looking at all of you. If I am sincere, of course I'm seeing you. Of course you are seeing me. But in me, the main thing I'm looking for, and I'm thinking, and I'm working hard, is what he is saying about me. He is looking at me. What does he think of me as he's looking at me right now? This is something that doesn't happen once a week, or once a month, or when you attend a class. This is something you need to keep practicing and asking him to remind you. You don't see people. And when I don't see people, it doesn't matter if they praise me or they did not. Did you get it now? When I don't see you, I see you, I love you, but I am not looking, you are a mean for me to please him. Allah brought you in my life to please him, not the other way around. And what usually happens for us is the other way around. The other way around, meaning people become a mean of distraction. Let me read to you this hadith. A man came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, what do you say about a man who went out for an expedition, right, to look for the reward of Allah and also to be praised? Yani, what is wrong with that? Come on, right? And he said it, and he said, he has nothing. There is no reward. And the man couldn't believe what he's hearing. He said, Ya Rasulullah, he repeated it three times. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, he has nothing, no reward. And then he put this statement. And he said, and I'm going to say it in Arabic and translate. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ لَهُ خَالِصًا وَبِتُغِيَ بِهِ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Allah will not accept any deed unless you do it for him only. And you want to please him. You want to please him. So at least let's learn this concept. Let's learn, when I come to this room, it doesn't matter who's in this room. I don't look around and say, oh, she's here. Oh, I better act better. Oh, she's going to go out and talk about me. Then you're not seeing Allah. You're seeing her. Versus you come in and you see all these people. It's like, mashallah, may Allah reward them. And then you go. You saw them. But you didn't see them. Did you get my point now? Is it clear? So when I get invited, and this is now, alhamdulillah, Allah brought us back to getting together. When I come to a house, the first thing when I come to the house usually is what? All of us. Who's there? Right? Where I'm going to sit? What are they wearing? Right? Do I look good? Honestly, this is us. Right? And young and old, it doesn't matter. I need to gradually, when I come in and I say, Ya Allah, please help me. So I don't see them. So I see you. When I sit is the way you like. When I eat is the way you like. When I speak is the way you like. Did you get what I'm trying to explain now? Instead of focusing on people and coming out and see what conversation you're going to say in the car, that tells you where your focus was. So that's something we need. And then he says, three things will ruin the heart, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Three things will ruin the heart. Let's see, what is it? Or he said the three things, your heart will never get ruined. That's even better. That's a positive. He said the three things, your heart will stay pure, connected. What is it, Ya Rasulullah? Number one, you do the things for Allah only. Number two, you give advice to each other, especially the leaders, which we forgot that concept. It's not my business. Why do I want to say it? And number three, you stay together as a jama'ah, as a group. Don't disperse. Don't differ. There is a lot of things we differ, but there is way more things to bring us together. Enough, all of you in this room, say La ilaha illallah. All of you, right? I may look different, you may look different, you may be older, I may be younger, it doesn't matter. You have you speak this way, I speak that way. You may not like the way I speak, maybe I don't like the way you said this, but there is way more things in common. These three things, our hearts will stay together. Number one, you do it for Allah. So you don't get upset with people. Because I know He will never let me down. Who is the only one who will never let me down? It's Allah. Everybody will let me down. Not because they are bad, because of my expectation. I put expectation to people much higher, but He will never let me down. So number one, learn to do things sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, give advice to people but in a nice way, and choose the right time, and choose the right words. And if you cannot do, then don't speak negative about them, because that's what we are all good about. And third is stay together. Stay together. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said the following. Let me give you this example. So there's a man who used to always pray in the first row in the masjid, always, for 40 years. There is people like that. I actually have seen people like that, always. And then one day he came a little bit late. So he prayed in the second row. And he said, this is his story he's saying. He said, all the time during my salah, I'm saying, what will people say about me? Now I am in the second row. And he said, wow, all these years, you are praying in the first row. So people say you pray in the first row? See how Allah taught him al-ikhlas? I think this example is very clear now for all of you. Now, don't despair. Honestly, don't feel bad. Because this is natural. We are, Allah created us. Why are we called insan? Do you know? Why we are called insan? No, number one, why we are called insan? The origin of it is min al-uns. We are, as a human beings, we are created to have good feelings when we are with others. We're not created to be alone. And that's why Allah created, when He created Adam, what did He create for her? Hawa. So we are created to be together, to be with people. But where is the problem when this becomes a mean to take me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Versus it can be a mean to bring me closer to Allah. So ikhlas is when you do not look at people, you look at Allah. And one of the righteous people, he used to talk to himself. He said, hey, my nafs. Like you say to yourself, hey, Sarah, hey, Haifa, hey, Rula. Act with ikhlas and you will be saved. Act with ikhlas and you will be saved. Don't ask what people think of me. This is how I do it. Don't ask what people think of me. Ask what Allah is thinking of you. Then you're not going to start seeing people. You're going to start seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't say, when I come again to a group, to a masjid, what does people think about the way I dress? You should say, come on, say it. What Allah say about me? Like when you stand in front of the mirror, which we all do, right? And you say, okay, I think I look nice. Maybe not. And then you start going, asking people, what do you think? How do I look? Ask Allah. You don't hear the answer first time, but He will answer you. Wallahi, you will hear it. And I said, wallahi. Something in you will tell you. And that's why you go and change. Or you go out and you say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ya nafs, akhlasi, akhlasi, tukhlasi. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was asked, and this is a question for all of us. He said, Ya Rasulullah, there is a man who is going out for fighting to show off. And a man is going out to fight because he is courageous. And a man is going out because he wants to protect his family. Which one for Allah? Listen to this one. So a man, the three of them are going for fighting, not going for invitation, not going for vacation, going for fighting. This is the highest level. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, this man is going because he wants to be called brave, and this one is going out because he wants to show off, and this one is going because he wants to protect his family. Which one is for Allah? What did he say? I want to hear it from you. What did he say, alayhi salatu wasalam? I can't hear you. It's in that terms, but he didn't say you don't know what's in their heart. If this was you and me, what would we have answered? Well, alhamdulillah, if he said Allahu alam, alhamdulillah, right? He said, "Man qatala litakuna kalimat Allah hiya al-ulya, fahuwa fi sabilillah." He said, "Whomsoever went out for fighting to make the words of Allah the highest." To give victory to Allah, that's for the sake of Allah. What did you learn? Don't judge. And don't, when you answer, don't answer judgmental. Because he didn't say, he's Rasulullah, right? He could have said, that's not for Allah. But he didn't judge because what I see, maybe that's not the truth. What I see in you, maybe that's not the truth. Remember I told you, the only way you know this is for Allah is you. You know inside you. And one of the tests also, which we said it last week, is when you get sad, when people don't praise you, and you are doing it and you said it's for Allah, then that's not. Or when you get happy, when people praise you. And this is why the advice Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave to the man when he saw him praising his brother. What did he tell him? He said, "Qasamta dhahra," you broke his back. Praising him. Because once you praise me, once I praise you, and I'm not saying jazakillahu khair, mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah reward you, that's dua. But when I say, there is no house like yours. Nobody cook as good as you are. There is no smarter kids than yours. What happens? Of course I'm going to get happy, but then what happens in me? Arrogance, what we talked about. And the next time if you don't do it, what's going to happen? I'm going to get upset. And third time, I'm going to do it to make sure I hear it. And so let's minimize two things. One needs to be minimized, the other one needs to be completely out. Minimize the praise. And if you want to praise someone, pray for them. Pray for them. We all need the dua. We all need someone to pray for us because if you pray for me and I'm not here, this is granted. And if I pray for you, this is granted. And this thing that needs to be out completely is don't talk about people negative unless there is a reason or they already do it publicly. So let's work together because it only happens with people. It doesn't happen alone. It has to be with people. And I sometimes, the reason that you are showing off, and you are the reason I am showing off. We need to cut this and help each other. And then the question comes into all of you, and I'm going to give you the answer by examples. Are you, now you learned whatever you learned. Are you a mukhlas? Are you sincere? Or you do things for show off? Some bookman, no answer. What is it? I love inshallah. What does inshallah mean? Inshallah is used for something I'm gonna do, so it is not here yet. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أي شاء الله. Allah said in Surah Al-Kahf, don't say anything you're gonna do tomorrow unless you say inshallah. So as tomorrow I'm going to be mukhlas, what about today? That's my question. So if you look at 10 Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, right? Don't tell me you're zero. You're not. And I am not zero. Let's say, number one. So how much you give yourself? Any number, it's fine. 5, 6, 5, maybe in Ramadan 7, maybe after Ramadan become 4, maybe in Eid become 3, right? Because I go out and I want to make sure I'm dressed very nice and what people will say about me. Like, so what is that? Okay, and I'm going to give you some of the statements about, and I put under this chapter, هل أنا مخلص? Am I sincere? They say, the person who is sincere is the person who is so keen on hiding his good deed or her good deeds, like they hide their bad deeds. The person who is sincere, they are so keen to hide their good deeds, like they hide their bad deeds. Sometimes Allah will expose. That's Fadlullah. Right? Sometimes, for example, when Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz died, right? He was so generous. He was sponsoring so many families. Nobody knew. How did they know? When he died, people start coming to the street, says, where is this man who used to come in the night and give us? Then they know it was him. So for me and for you, take home message. One, don't brag about what you do. Do it secretly. Do it between you and Allah. And if he wants to expose, هذا فضل الله, he will. But don't do it, and next morning you're going to go and talk, oh, alhamdulillah, I woke up this morning for tahajjud, and I was able to... Don't do that. Right? Oh, I went and I helped this family and I stayed with them. Don't. Who do you want to impress? And I'm not saying you, but just think as you are saying, think, who do you want to impress? And who should I impress? The answer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number one. Number two, you are sincere when you think you are not sincere. Al-ikhlasu fuqdan ru'yat al-ikhlas. You don't see you're sincere. Me? I'm the last one. Then you are in the right path. Anytime you praise yourself, rest assured, you're on that verge. Don't praise yourself. So don't look for praise and don't praise yourself. Because you praise yourself, why? Why? To impress. To impress people. It's very difficult, it's so hard, especially when we are always with people and when this is norm for us. I don't know if anybody has spoken to you about this, but this is not something we practice every day. What we practice every day is the opposite. It's the opposite. And we put it in our children when they are 3 and 4. Have you seen young girls? They dress very nicely. And she's in front of the mirror. And what do you say to her? You're the most beautiful girl I have seen. All the girls are not pretty as you are. You just injected in her this. And we don't do it for that reason. But I need to revisit what I say and what I do. And put it in this, I always say this to myself, put it in this filter. What is Allah saying about it? What is Allah saying about it? So that's number two. Number three. To be sincere is one of the hardest things for the righteous people. Not the not righteous, the righteous people. The hardest thing for them is to do it purely for Allah, because praise is going to come. Praise is going to come. Everyone praises you. Once you become a little bit popular, everybody praises you. Why? Because those who doesn't want to praise you, they don't want to upset you, so they don't say it. But everybody, subhanAllah, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah, what a beautiful, all this. But nobody comes and tell you, you know what? Maybe if you said it this way, it would have been better. So it's very hard for the righteous people. And they say, number four, what is the hardest? This is actually Suhail. Yeah, he said, what is the hardest thing on the nafs? He said, to do things only for Allah. because you will have nothing from it in this life, in this dunya. It's one of the hardest things. Al-Fudayl ibn Ayyad, which is one of the, he's like a saint, if you want to use the word, he sent the following. And now you can even learn a little bit. Not doing something to please people is ostentation, is riya. And doing something to please people is shirk. You're associating with Allah. So in my life, either I do or I don't do. There's nothing else, right? Either I'm going to sleep or I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat. I'm going to go to this place or I'm not going to go to this place. If I do something to please people, then this is shirk. You have put these people same as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I don't do it because what people will say about me, that's ostentation. And these two things, am I right or I'm exaggerating? These two things are the most common reason we do things. Third reason is what? Because I like it. So it's me. Either what people will say about me and I don't do it, or what people will not say about me, so I do it. And the last thing is I like it. Why not? As these days, a lot of people will say, why are you doing this? Why not? I was like, when are we going to end up with this? Why not? So always when you do anything, one of the take-home message, ask yourself, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? One, and how are you doing it? They say, this is it. If you ask these two questions in anything you do, and you answer correctly, don't worry about what you are doing. Why you are doing it, the answer should be to please him. To please him. And how you are doing it, the way that pleases him. Done. Including your daily life, including your social life, including in your profession, whatever you are doing. Why and how are you doing? Imam al-Junayd, another legendary of the relationship with Allah, he said, sincerity is a secret between you and Allah. It's a secret between you and Allah. No one knows it except an angel who is going to write it. And there is no shaitan that can ruin it because it's a secret between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no desire in you that will change it. Because it is between you and Allah. It's a secret. There's a famous nasheed to Sheikh Mashari Lafasi. Does anyone know it? هَلْ لَكَ سِرٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ He said. Do you have a secret with Allah? It's beautiful. You really need to ask yourself this question. Do you have a special thing with Allah? Don't answer me, because this is between you and him. Something special between you and Allah. And you do it only in secrecy, or even if you are in public, but the inner thing is only he knows it. Do you have this? You have something special, you do it only for Allah? Whether you like it or you don't like it, and even better if you don't like it, because now you're really doing it for him. So ikhlas is a secret between you and him. You do it for him. Whether you're alone or whether you're with people, nothing changes. It's exactly the same. The first three people who the hellfire will be ignited by. You know, what is the fuel of the hellfire? Who can answer me? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. So people, and what is the other one? La, there is two things material. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nas, qu anfusakum naran wa quduha an-nas wal hijara. People, Allah said, Ya ayyuha an-nas, people, save yourself from the hellfire. The fuel of it is a stone and people. Yay, yay, yay. So who are these people? Three category. Anybody knows? It's so scary, this one. That's why I left it at the end. Who are these three? أول من تسعر بهم النار. No. قارئ القرآن. The one who memorized Quran, this is so scary. Why? Because he or she memorized, so the people will say they are hafidha. And you know, you see how parents are so, they're so proud. They brag about their children. And I always say, be careful, because this is for Allah. Number one, qari al-Quran. One. The second one, a wealthy man, rajulun ghani. Why? And this is not my words. This is a long hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and the Imam al-Tirmidhi. Why the rich person? Because he does things so people will see it. He or she, by the way, when they say rajul, doesn't mean a man, doesn't mean a man or a woman. So here I am, I come, let's say fundraising, right? And then everybody is looking at me. And I was planning to do something, and I said, this is for you, Ya Allah. And then people start looking at me, and I increased it. This is very hidden. That riya, ostent, is very hidden. You really need to look inside you and reflect. You know how we reflect on things? And you come back home and you sit and you say, did I do it exactly the right way? Allah, please forgive me. And I'll teach you at the end a dua. So rajulun ghani, a rich person. There was always a debate between the scholars. Which one is better? A rich person that is grateful, or a poor person that is patient? Who's better? So two sides. Rich people, but you are grateful. And not rich people, poor basically. And they are patient. Who are better in the sight of Allah? Can anyone tell me? Just give a guess. It's either or either. Or I don't know. Huh? I can't hear you. Rich person that is grateful. Yes, because they say the person who's poor has no option. I mean, what can you do? You need to be patient. It's not going to change. But the rich person has the option of being arrogant, being ungrateful. I don't have enough. I want more. So the second person, well, the hellfire will be ignited is rajulun ghani. That's why don't wish what other people have, because you don't know what you're going to do if Allah gave it to you. I wish I have his money. I wish I have her wealth. You don't know what you're going to do with it when it comes to you. So that's number one. The third one is a person who fought, thinking, saying, claiming, he or she, usually he, fought for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it was not. So nothing to do with munafiq. That's why I told you it's scary, because this is us. This is us. What will get me to the highest level of Jannah with minimum work is exactly, is when I do it for Allah only. Minimum work. Minimum work. When I do two ruk'at, only two extra. But I do it for Allah and Allah only. And I struggle. We all struggle. And I struggle. And for you only, Ya Allah. This can be way higher than I spend all night standing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the morning they said, why do you look tired? Oh, I was praying all night. And sometimes we don't say this, yani, we don't say it to please people, but it comes out. And you have to be very careful. You have to be extremely careful. I have a lot of materials, so I'm just seeing which one I need to share with you. No, this is too much. Please do. Oh, there's only 5 minutes left. Subhanallah. Okay, let's open the questions. That's fine. And then if I have something else, I'll share it with you. Yes. Oh, can I just do one thing? Right? There's levels of sincerity. This is where I will end. I knew there was one more. Alhamdulillah. Four things. Are you also a mukhlas? Number one. This may be too hard, but I'll tell you one thing, and this is, I'm sharing, I'm opening my heart to you today. When I first started studying, I thought these things are French and impossible. Impossible. I remember very well. I was like, I can't do this. What is this? Right? Where am I? سبحان الذي علّه. But then when you really turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you really say, Allah, you taught me this for a reason. He brought me here today to talk to you about this subject. You didn't ask me. You didn't even know what I'm going to talk about. Right? For a reason. You brought me this knowledge. That means you want me to learn it. Then ya Allah, help me. Don't despair. That's what I was trying to share with everyone. He is capable of now looking at all of us, picking us all, and saying, you all are going to be mukhlas. You all going to be sincere. So don't say, I can't do it. That's the way shaitan does it. So there's four levels. Number one, you don't see yourself doing anything. You don't see yourself doing anything. Like you, mashallah, you do your best, you know, you do this, you do that, for Allah, you do. But internally, you don't see yourself doing much. Then you are a mukhlas. Then you are sincere. Number two, you don't do it for any reward. You do it for Him only. And this is second layer. So you don't do it so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get me to Jannah. Of course He will. But I do it to please Him. I think we all have to change our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I call it, I need to have the relationship of love. You know when you love someone? Have you ever loved anybody in your life? Show me your hands. Who didn't? Right? Think of that moment in the peak of that feelings. How many things you have done to that person, he or she, young or old, and you didn't want anything. It just makes you happy. True or false? That's what we need to do with Allah. This is where we need to move, improve our relationship from, I don't want to go to Jahannam, I don't want to be punished, I want to go to Jannah, to please Him. So number two, you do it just because He likes it. He likes it. Two, three, right? And you're never pleased with yourself, me, with the way I did it. Because I always say He deserves better. He deserves more. And that's a sign you love that person. Like when you cook and you cooked a lot, and people say, why? It's like my son is coming from college, but that's a lot. No. I haven't seen him for 6 months. This is nothing. That's a sign of love. Or when you love your mom and you say, I'm going to do this and this is too much. No, she deserves more. That's a sign of love. So four things. Number one, you don't see yourself doing anything. Number two, you are not doing it for any reason other than to please Him. And number three, you are not pleased with what you are doing. And how do I get there? That's the take home message. This is very practical. This is easy what I'm going to end up with. Number one, what I started with. See how much Allah has blessed you. Doesn't He deserve this from me? How much He blessed you. Allah ladhi allahu, and I am coming from the Midwest, and we live in the United States, and I say, I hope the people of California are grateful of the beauty that's around you. You don't know it until you live outside. What a beauty around you. You probably got so much used to it. And then the weather, subhanAllah. And there's a beauty in this place, the sun. So keep reminding yourself of the minnah. Mushahadatu minnatullahi alayk. That's what they say it. To be sincere to Allah, to do things for Him because He, who is He, I need to see what He did for me. But we don't see it because it's routine. So that's number one. Number two, you will be, memorize these words, you will be mukhlas. By His will. By His will. He will make you mukhlas. So what should I do? Ask Him. Ask Him. Sincere. Beg Him. I can't do it, Ya Allah. It's very difficult for me. Nobody else is doing it. No one taught me this. But don't despair. He will make you. I remember 10, 15 years ago when I was going for Umrah, and one of my friends, may Allah give her Jannatul Firdaus, and I said, you know, people say, always with her, please make dua for me. So I always ask people, what do you want me to ask Him? So I learned. And she says, just tell him to make me a mukhlas. Young woman, she had two kids, probably two and three. No, she had one only, 3 years old. Yeah, so it was a young woman. She says, just ask Him to make me a mukhlas. What a beauty. What she taught me, subhanAllah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, so what about me and you? وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If it was not for the praise of Allah, If it was not for the grace of Allah, you will never reach where you are. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. And the grace of Allah upon you is huge. So live with that, my beautiful sisters. Think of who you are. Think where Allah has put you, what Allah gave you. And every time you complain, I say this to myself. Every time I think of a complaint, immediately I say, think of this. You can see, you can breathe, you can walk. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The more you see this, you see the minnah of Allah and how He kept you or kept me safe and secure and healthy for no reason. I always say this to myself. What's so special about you? Honestly, what's so special about you? Nothing, right? Nothing. Did I do more than a lot of other people? No. But alhamdulillah, it's His grace. So let me end up with this dua. And this dua one, it's Matraf ibn Abdullah. He said, Allahumma, inni astaghfiruka mimma tubtu ilayka minhu thumma udtu ilayka. Ya Allah, please forgive me from what I have already repented from. And then I went back and did it. One, wa astaghfiruka, and I seek your forgiveness. Mimma ja'altahu laka ala nafsi thumma lam ufi laka bih. And I seek your forgiveness from what I promised you, and I didn't fulfill it. Remember Ramadan, how many things we have promised Allah. And this is very righteous people, what about you and me? And then he said, now why it's in Ikhlas. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ مِمَّا زَعَمْتُ أَنِّي أَرَدْتُ بِهِ وَجْهَكَ فَخَارَتَ قَلْبِي مِنْهُ مَا قَدْ عَمِلْتُ. And I, please forgive me from that thing that I said I'm doing it only for you. And then my nafs came in and wanted part of it. Alhamdulillah. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Any question? Yes. Can I have your names? I need to know you ladies. Ala? Ala, mashallah. Tabi ayya ala rabbikuma tuka. Mashallah. Already.
I wanted to ask the difference between pleasing people and wanting to make someone happy or making people happy.
So pleasing people and making someone happy, it's basically the same. But so if you please me, I'm happy. If I please you, I'm happy. But the question if ikhlas is why you are doing it. So for example, give me an example in from your life. Any example, anything.
It's more like sometimes you want to do something for Allah, and sometimes you forget the intention, and you also want to make someone happy, but you're not.
Okay, so you want to make someone happy. Let's take this. Is it okay to make people happy? That's the first question. Yes or no?
Yes.
Look at you. Yes. If I asked you, do you want to make Allah happy? You're going to say yes. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So of course it is good. But why? So why do I want to make you happy and not you? Why? That's where the ikhlas comes in. Don't forget, in this equation has to be what? Allah. Is the person who I am making him or her happy pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If that person is not pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no ikhlas in this. Did you get my point? So if I want to please you, right? And you are mashallah subhanahu tabarakallah, you're a woman pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing is, yes, that's pleasing to Allah because you are a person pleasing to Allah. But am I pleasing you because I'm waiting for you to praise me? Then that's not for Allah. Or because I need something from you? That's not for Allah. But let's assume I am trying to please somebody who displeases Allah. How is that can be sincerity? Right? Someone completely disobey Allah publicly. And I do it to please them. Where is the problem? Me. That person, he or she, is more important than Allah. Because when I please them, Allah is not happy. Clear? Alhamdulillah. Question. Yes, please. And your name? Maymuna. What a beautiful name. May Allah make you Maymuna. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Go ahead, Ya Maymuna.
So you mentioned when we started that improving your salah when someone else comes in.
Improving your salah?
When someone else comes in.
Yes.
So,
yeah, I'm glad you reminded me. Yeah, this is very common scenario.
God is there, you feel God's presence.
Yes.
So my question when you brought this up, what I was thinking was, how is it, what was I feeling when I came to the masjid and I wanted to do more? Because there were people with,
okay, that's a
I couldn't do it, then I knew I couldn't.
Okay. So this is very good real scenario. I come to the masjid because I feel I pray better when I'm in the masjid. Is that right? Is that right? Is that riya? Is that sincerity? That's the question. Is this is sincerity or this is ostentation? Huh? I need to hear it. Always sincerity. Look at you. You have white or black into it. Nothing in between. The answer is, it depends. If I am coming to the masjid alone, and I know there will be nobody in the masjid, and I know I'm going to pray better, then absolutely you're sincere. Nobody will see me. But if I come to the masjid, and I know she will be there, see, there's two extremes. And I know she will be there, because I know she comes for Isha on that day, and I want her to see me, then absolutely I am not. Most of us are not these two. Very rarely. Majority is what? I want to come to the masjid because I love to hear the Quran. I come to the masjid because it makes me feel good. Am I right? And then suddenly I'm starting to pray and somebody comes next to me. And what happens? I feel it. So I improve my salah. Or she sat and I'm praying and you feel she's looking at you. And I improve my salah. Is that riya? No, don't say this, because that's one of the tricks of shaitan. Right? They say, even if you improved it, because she's looking at you, keep doing it. Because that's how shaitan comes to me. You have to be very careful. That's why I'm glad you reminded me. Remember, I told you, remind me at the end. Anytime you're doing a good deed, your intention originally, and you are, again, the only one who knows, was for Allah. But then khalatahu al-amal, that's how they say, khalatahu al-riya, then came in. Oh, she's here. Oh, she praised me. You fight the ostentation and keep doing it. The only time you don't do a good deed is when your intention, again, you're the only one who knows, your intention when you start doing it is not for Allah. Then absolutely don't do it, because that's absolute shirk. Did I answer it? Alhamdulillah. There's one question here, just to be fair to the people online. What if you mentioned that you prayed salah as a way to gently remind your sister friend that it's time to pray, and you know this individual isn't praying regularly? Very good question. Very good question. This is very common. We are so uncomfortable telling people, come on, salah, because you don't want to hear it, right? So the question is very nice. It's from Aisha. She said, what if you mention that you prayed salah? You prayed. Remember, I told you, don't talk about your good deeds. What is your intention here in saying it? That's the ikhlas. Your intention of mentioning that you prayed is to teach her, remind her, is that pleasing to Allah? Then do it. And is there a possibility she is not going to be happy with you? Very good, then do it. Yeah, because this is how it is. When you don't know, if you are looking for the praise, don't do it. But if you are doing it to what? To please Allah, and you say, Ya Allah, please help me. Ya Allah, make me say what pleases you. Ya Allah, make it easy. Ya Allah, please make her not get upset with me. We all go through this. Have you been in a gathering in this Maghrib time, and you're the only one getting up? And now what do I do? Tell people? Don't tell people. What do you do? You say it's Maghrib time. Anyone wants to pray with me? And khalas. And don't judge people. That's it. If they followed you, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And don't do it to impress, so that people say, oh, mashallah, she... No, your niyyah is... That's why I keep telling you, examine your niyyah. Your niyyah is to remind people of salat time. That's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, go ahead, one somebody. Okay. Yes.
When we are talking about
fighting ostentation, yes. I'm sorry, say it again.
I believe that moment is important because that's when we can catch and correct ourselves.
Yes.
So what do you mean by fighting ostentation?
For example, okay, I am giving the talk, right? Or you do anything in public. It's usually public. Ostentation is public. It has to be people around you, right? You taught someone, right? And that person didn't say, Jazakallah khair. Then thank you. Went. Everybody will get upset. True? You will get sad. If you have said in the beginning, Ya Allah, I'm coming to teach this person khair, and I am doing it for you, and then I get upset, that's when I fight myself. Immediately I will say, didn't you just say to Allah you're doing it for him? He will reward you. Why you get upset? Then you are fighting it. It's clear? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Any other question? Yes.
It's wrong to fish for the praiser, asking people for praise, but what about affirmation? Like if you say to yourself, that Allah made me beautiful, sometimes you are feeling down.
There, just a second. One by one. Say it again.
So you shouldn't be asking people for praise.
You never look for praise.
Yes, but what about if you say to yourself, like affirmation? Like you say, okay, Allah made me beautiful, sometimes if you are feeling down. And you need that
so you're feeling down and you need that reminder. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us when we look at ourselves in the mirror? That's it. Allahumma hassin khuluqi kama hassanta khalqi. Or Allah kama hassanta khalqi fa hassin khuluqi. Just like you made me beautiful externally, make me beautiful internally. You're praising yourself. But that's a dua. That to make you feel better. This is what I want, because especially these days, I was expecting you to ask this question, Megan, is because of the self-esteem. Self-esteem is extremely important these days because of the concept of the focus is on the images. This is how it is. It's not because us. We are bombarded, young and old, about how we look. And we are never happy with the way we look. And we have to change it, unfortunately, because they are making millions of it, billions, billions, billions of dollars of this industry. And if I and you will resist it, who will pay for it? So here I am. I want to look beautiful, and I want to impress people, and I want to hear the praise, and that's the problem. Versus if I practice this simple dua, why do I want to change myself then? He told me, كَمَا حَسَّنْتَ خَلْقِي. So the self-esteem is when I know Allah created me in the best way, one. Two, when I know I want to please Him, not see people. When is my self-esteem lower? Is when I compare myself with people. Did you see the point? This is one of the diseases of the heart and has a lot of sequences. Is my self-esteem is lower because I want to please people. Or people treat me way bad. This is one of the major issues of the low self-esteem, is when people treat me so bad and I don't have a way of getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift me up. And that's where you go through all the problems. So always think of this, especially women, young and old. These days it doesn't matter anymore. But Allah created you in the best way. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That's what Allah said. We have created the human being in the best form and shape. Why do I want to change it? Because people like me who were created like me don't think I'm beautiful. And He said, I created you in the best way. Did you see where is Riya? Did you see where is my focus? If my focus is Him, khalas, alhamdulillah. And this is why we need to re-establish the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you know why these are obstacles in my path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because people are the biggest problem, and me is the biggest problem. It's actually me, number one. And then human beings around me. And I need to learn that there's something called this. I'll work on it. Absolutely, I use the word. I fight myself. It's a fighting to a certain degree, and then you will win. You will put your nafs under control, and she will not be able to guide you. You will guide her, like a baby. You know, when the baby throw a tantrum, what do you do? A two-year-old throw a tantrum in Target. What do you do? What do you do? You just leave him in the tantrum in whole Target or whatever places? You don't give him what he wants, right? Or she wants. Otherwise, they will keep giving you the tantrum. You don't. You don't. Keep crying. It's not going to happen. I'll end up with this. There is a famous, very funny, it was, I think, in TikTok, right? A young father. Have you seen that one? It's a young father. It's African-American, right? And the daughter is behind him. The daughter is about 7 or 8 years of age. Very cute. African-American, curly hair. Crying, you know, when they cry and there's no breath left in them, right? And he's so calm. And he said, if you're going to cry till you kill yourself, I am not going to give you all this. You want to go back? I think it was one of the stores. You want to go back? I don't want to hear this. I need these eyes dries. Then we're going to go back. And she said, okay. He said, no, I still hear it. For 5 minutes, not 5 minutes, but that's how it feels. So when the tantrum, the child threw a tantrum, you don't give him what he wants. And our nafs, me and you, is like a baby. That's a famous Burda, the poem that praises Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He started by talking about the nafs. And he said, وَالنَّفْسُكَ الطَّفْلُ إِن تَتْرُكْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرِّضَاعِ وَإِن تَفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ. The nafs, me and you, I, the I in me, is like a baby. If you let him without discipline, they will continue to breastfeed. But if you discipline them, they will stop breastfeeding. May Allah make it easy. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Again, don't despair. Ahmadullah. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is teaching us this. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. And He will make it easy. Because those people who went into that path, they were human beings like you and me. They had a lot of obstacles, believe me. They had a lot of trials and temptation like you and me. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi taslima kathira. May Allah reward you all.